The annual Port Moeller Test Fishery is run by the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute with assistance from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. It's intended to give fishermen a sense of the sockeye resource that is roughly a week away from the inshore districts. The test fishery will run for the next 30 days. The vessel conducting the test fishery this year, just like last year, is the research vessel Pandelis, which is owned and operated by the state of Alaska. On Monday, they fished out from Port Moeller and hit stations 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. A total of 30 fish were caught on Monday. As like last year, the test fishery will be using a net with multiple mesh panels. 19 of the fish caught on Monday were caught in the 4.5-inch mesh, 11 were caught in the 5 1/8-inch mesh. 13 of the sockeye were caught at Station 4, with another 8 fish caught at Station 6. Station 8 boasted a catch of just 7 sockeye. 2 sockeye were caught at Station 10. The extreme inside station is number 2, and there were no fish caught at that station on Monday. The Pandelis was scheduled to fish back into Port Moeller Tuesday. Staff with the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute are holding off with a detailed interpretation of the catch data for a few days until more data is available. One of the most useful tools for fishermen, processors, and managers that comes out of the Port Moeller test fishery is the genetic stock composition estimates. Fish and Game will likely release the first such estimates on June 20th. KDLG News will provide details about the data from the test fishery during our local news coverage and the weekly Bristol Bay Fisheries Report that can be heard on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through July at 4 p.m. The Port Moeller test fishery updates will be available online on the website of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. That website is bbrsda.com. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.